Hey, this is the 1 Minute Rental Car Podcast. I am your host, Shannon DeAndre, and we are talking about all things rental car. And today we are going to talk about your rate and how it is your rate. So this is the 1 Minute. Let's get into it. Now, as I said, we're going to discuss your rate being your rate. Now, as an operations manager in rental car, we have to be there at the front, watching the rental agents, going ahead and studying what's going on with the line, addressing the line, making sure you understand what's going on with the situation. If there's a long line, why there's a long line. If there's not a long line, then we just basically watch the situation to make sure that everybody's taken care of. Sometimes we may jump in there and go ahead and rent a car or two. Now, getting into that, watching the rental agents, making sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. At certain points in time, there'll be two different individuals or more, but two different individuals that will come up, and they both may know each other, but they're both getting rental cars at that point in time. In the fact that they're getting these rental cars, they have their own personal rates that they reserved with their cars, number one. Number two, they may be offered an upgrade. That upgrade may come at a cost, and with that upgrade cost, those two upgrade costs may be totally different depending on what rental agent you go to. Why is that? There are different reasons why that might be. One of the biggest reasons is because the rates that are set, depending on if they're set by a company or whether they are not set by a company and they are just open, and the rental agent can actually quote you what they believe the rate should be or the upgrade cost should be for this point in time, determined by how many cars we may have on the ground, determined on how many rentals we may have for that day, or what kind of permissions they've been given by the manager on duty. Now, inside of all of those different things, most people don't know that. Most people don't understand that. And that's why there's the 1 Minute Rental Car Podcast, because I'm giving you that information and you didn't even know that you needed it. So, as I said, when you go up there, maybe you and another individual that you know from your same company. Now, you may get into two different vehicles, but within the same car class, and the prices on them for the upgrade, because you may have gotten one, will be different every now and then. And that does happen. That does happen. If it's exorbitantly different, then I would suggest to say something. If it's moderately different, within $10 to $20 of the two rentals, I would not, because that is about par for the course. Upgrades, when offered, are not always going to be the same price going from vehicle to vehicle. And this is going to be a series that I do as it deals with upgrades coming soon. So please stand by for that, because it will be very helpful information. So just to give a short synopsis, make sure when you're going ahead and you're getting your rental agreement, you and somebody else may look at your rental agreements. You may see that you both got a little bit different rate, a little bit of a different rate going out. That doesn't mean that there's something inherently wrong with your rental agreement. It just means that you had two completely different rental agents that did that rental, and it may have come at two completely different times. All right? And that's the 1 Minute.